Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning. It's great to be with you. The dust has settled a little bit from yesterday, but it was a special day in my life down at the ballpark, a press conference, and it was kind of a party, actually, and so many people there, and I said all the things I wanted to say. It was just absolutely perfect.
Do you realize, Steve, and I know you do, actually, as a player and broadcaster, to be with an organization now going into your 60th year, how few people ever get to realize the level of the dreams that you have, and none, as you mentioned, maybe more as a player than being a complete game, seventh game winner in a World Series. So few people have ever done that or achieved what you've achieved and loved it all along the way.
All along the way, and I never fail to have an appreciation for that. It's a gift because everybody has dreams. Everybody has dreams, but it's hard to live them throughout a lifetime. I said, I have a winning percentage in wins and losses, 103-57, and that's wonderful. Very proud of that. But my real winning percentage is 74-2. I'm 76. I've had 74 great years, two that I really didn't enjoy at all, but that's a pretty good winning percentage. So I absolutely have an appreciation for that. And I have an appreciation for this city and the people in it all through the years, whether it's baseball or whether it's a restaurant or a grocery store or a gas station. It's been a terrific two-way street. And I just a lot of athletes say this, and it's true. I hope that I've worked hard enough to give back as much as I've been given, and that's a constant goal. It's a constant challenge, and I just love it. This whole scenario, this setting that I fell into, has been absolutely wonderful.
And the fact is, I love that we're going to have this season to ride with you, and you want to be able to thank fans and the other professionals you work with, who are you going to run into as you. You know, other teams come to Pittsburgh to play the Pirates. You've got to be really thrilled about looking forward to that.
This is going to be a very special season, yeah, because it's you don't want to say a farewell tour, but it's a chance to clean up a lot of loose ends. It's a chance to thank everybody, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to a good baseball season, but it's going to be gold plated.
I had a friend who was in broadcasting 31 years, and he said one of the things that still gnaws at him is he never really had a good chance to say goodbye. And I know that the fans and we who have worked with you for so long are so thrilled to do that. Yet, as you reflect over your time, you have the greatest stories. And one of the things in baseball is that's part of your job is you got to tell stories.
Yeah, well, baseball is built around stories. And the thing is, too, Larry, I'm starting to run out of audiences, so that might have been a little indicator that we might have to back it off a little bit. For some reason, the good Lord has given me a lot of recall about the stories, and telling my stories has been a life for me, and I'll continue to do that. I'm still going to be working for the Pirates, doing some ambassadorial stuff, and I'm looking forward to that too. It's evolved in so many ways as a minor league player, as a big league player, as a PR guy, as a broadcaster. It's just it just goes on and on. And I said the ball players sign a baseball in the sweet spot. They call it the sweet spot in the middle. And I feel like I'm in a sweet spot in my life, and it just feels the right time to head in this direction.
We're with Steve Blass, a Pirate for Life. So, Steve, over the many years and World Series championships and the players you've known, It's going to be hard, I would imagine, to single out individuals because there's been so many influential people in your life on the field and in the booth.
Yeah, and the thing is, I never had any training to be broadcaster. The guys that I've worked with, the play-by-play guys, have been most gracious, as well as very professional. You know, you go back to the Gunner, of course, and it could start and stop there, but it hasn't. Started working with Lanny and John Sanders and Rook when I first started, and Mike Lang and you know, the Alan Cutlers and the Kent Dirtavanises and the Tim Neverts. And now I think we've got as good a crew as you can find in baseball. And, you know, sure, I'm prejudiced, but the mix we have with the knowledge with the nuts and bolts and strategies of the game that John and Bob have, and the expertise of Greg, who I think maybe is one of the most underrated broadcasters in all of Major League Baseball, and he should be recognized for that. I don't know if there's anybody better than Greg Brown in what he does. So it's a joy, and we're up here now together. The guys came to the press conference yesterday, and I said, "Well, just good excuse to get you out of the house." But no, they were there. So it just goes on and on, Larry, and I'm just continuing to enjoy the ride.
Well, as I told Pirates President Frank Coonley just last week, again, that your broadcast team is as good as any anywhere, and if you follow along and stay with it, it's a continuing, you know, saga throughout the year that you can be in on, and you guys have done a great job, and you've been absolutely tremendous to this city, to this team, and to us here at KDK Radio. So we're looking forward to riding this season with Steve Blass.
Well, it's a two-way street, and it's a wonderful two-way street. And I'm gonna walk down the street, find out what this last 90 feet is like, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
All right, partner. Well, I'll talk to you again on Friday, as you'll be forced to go down to Bradenton to the Sunshine.
I'll look forward to it. I will look forward to it, Larry. I will see you down in Bradenton. We'll have a good old visit on Friday morning.
Steve Blass, a Pirate for life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.